Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There was a time circa the mid to late 2000s where movie and TV video games weren't just everywhere, but there were some genuinely awesome must-plays. Most movie or TV show tie-ins became apps, purely made for the sake of cashing in, and only now are we hearing mention of new Indiana Jones and James Bond games from Bethesda and IO Interactive. All of this begs the question, is there anything from the time in between that you really should play? I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are the 7 best movie video games everyone missed. Number 7, Terminator Resistance. A game that possibly has the coolest version of the Terminator theme ever, a slick, dark synthwave take on the iconic Brad Fidel original, this translates into a neatly atmospheric stealth shooter that gets way more right than wrong. I'm phrasing it that way because Terminator Resistance is far from perfect. Its character animations are the most standout negative, and some set pieces can look a little clunky, but focusing on those is missing the point. What Resistance nails is that futuristic battle hellscape art direction that we've glimpsed a handful of times in the movies. By taking a ton of inspiration from Terminator 2's opening and running with it, environments are mixes of bombed out buildings and bonfires. Terminator armor glints in the distance while dusty weapons fire with a satisfying kick. And there's a huge variety of Skynet robots to tear apart. Stealth is totally serviceable and gets used to make the Terminators feel constantly imposing. Resistance also plays a neat hand with its story, coming across as developers Reef Entertainment genuinely enjoying getting to play around with and craft their own part of such a huge mythology. Lastly, there's a DLC now included on next-gen releases as standard, where you play as a Terminator, lobbing humans into each other, punching people to death, and using that super cool all-red vision mode from the Guns N' Roses You Could Be Mine music video. Like I said, it's a lot more right than wrong. Number 6, John Wick Hex. Speaking of doing things right, it's always worth spotlighting the times a smaller, more creative, less inhibited by financial return studio gets a crack at a larger IP. In John Wick's case, it feels like we desperately need something that's a more brutal version of 2008's The Bourne Conspiracy, a third-person shooter that can turn into a melee brawler with environmental finishes at the drop of a hat. While we wait for that side of the coin to be fleshed out though, John Wick Hex dives headfirst into the mind of the character himself, during the scenarios that made the movie so enjoyable. Essentially, it's a turn-based strategy, letting you burn energy on planning specific paths through groups of guards. Which takedowns do you want to do? When should you fire a gun? What order of goons to take out? And should you do a move that repositions Wick out the line of fire for the enemy's next turn? It's a great way to rethink how a video game could let you control an action hero, coming with a fun story featuring Lance Reddick and Ian McShane reprising their roles from the movies, alongside Troy Baker as Hex himself. Number 5, The Mummy Demastered. I can't speak for the majority, but this is absolutely a way forward when it comes to matching film production schedules to video games. As the latest Space Jam and New Legacy game is also proving, sometimes you can just turn the clocks back, move away from large-scale 4K blockbusters, and steer into something far more manageable. In The Mummy's case, though the complete implosion of Universal's Dark Universe put everyone off seeking this out, we do have a stellar Metroidvania with punchy shooting, tight platforming, and easy waypointing keeping the pace high. The soundtrack is also an out-of-nowhere complete gem for synthwave fans, and a neat Dark Soulsian twist means that if you die, you must journey all the way back to that spot and fight a version of yourself to get your gear back, adding another wrinkle to how this all feels to play. Sometimes all you need for an entry in any genre is charm, confidence, and reliability. In this case, giving a Hollywood-level IP to a smaller indie studio paid dividends. Number 4, Detective Pikachu. Becoming completely overlooked thanks to releasing 3 years before the best video game movie this side of 1995's Mortal Kombat, Detective Pikachu's original form also didn't have the marketing power of Ryan Reynolds and was bolted to the divisive Nintendo 3DS. Still, pick this up today and you'll find an awesome quirky mix of Ace Attorney combined with a hilarious script that paints this Pikachu in a way no other incarnation or representation of the species has ever shown. As the 2019 movie was a loose adaptation, in-game Detective Pikachu still has a love of coffee and the thrill of the case, but voice actor Keiji Tang plays the role far more like a grizzled Bob Hoskins-infused noir detective instead. The result still totally works. Detective Pikachu's cases are great fun to figure out. Animation across the board is sublime, everything is very inventively written, and all round it's great seeing Nintendo experiment so confidently with such a staple character. Number 3. Tron Evolution. Launched as part of a general Tron revival 1 month before Tron Legacy and 2 years before the IP would return in the surprisingly solid Tron Uprising, Evolution is all about granting almost 30 years worth of wish fulfillment for fans of the original movie. There are light cycles to ride, identity discs to fling at enemies, a gorgeous neon-cloaked cyberpunk city to sprint around in. The only downside is how much the campaign is totally on rails. Still, combat is super flashy, channeling a bit of Prince of Persia as you run along walls, backflip off them, and chain attacks together, in between specific vehicle sections. In a mode that feels as though it could be done today as a free-to-play Knockout City / Rocket League type release, Evolution's multiplayer let you dive into Light City arena battles or identity disc duels, channeling the original film's premise of various programs just trying to avoid deletion. It's nothing truly special, but if you're a Tron fan, far better than anything we've had before. Daft Punk's awesome D-Rez track is included, and also worth mentioning is the Wii's Battle Grids version of the game, which let you design a custom character and focused almost entirely on the vehicular side of things instead. Seriously, why is there not an online free-to-play Tron game? Number 2. Mad Max. Dropping on the same day as Metal Gear Solid 5 and subsequently being wiped out sales-wise because of it, the Just Cause developers take on Mad Max is actually a really awesome, meaty open-world car combat game with stellar Arkham-style combat. For the former, you're slamming into the many gangs of the wasteland, sending opponents careening off down cliff edges or into balls of flame as your helper Chum Bucket tries to stop your vehicle, the Magnum Opus, from exploding. Grapple hooks let you tear parts of other rides apart, and Max himself is a walking tank of a man, able to deliver what I'm saying is the most satisfying haymaker since Fight Night Round 3. The real show stealers, though, are the storms. Though Just Cause 4 and Battlefield 2042 are experimenting with processor-heavy sandstorms and tornadoes ripping apart the environment, Mad Max's terrifyingly dark, cloudy electrical storms got there first, covering the screen in debris, vehicles, enemies, and everything in between. There's a survivalist edge to Mad Max that really brings its otherwise generic elements together, making this loose 2015 movie tie-in a must-play. And number 1, Friday the 13th, The Game. Developers Illphonic are the kings of releasing awesome movie franchise tie-ins that then need substantial amounts of work post-launch. As Predator Hunting Grounds continues to feel like an early access title, at least Friday the 13th had a run a few months after its 2017 release that cemented this asymmetric multiplayer gem as totally recommendable. With one side playing as a group of potential escapees, a mix of light survival elements have you finding a map to even see where the rest of your team are. You'll have to control breathing while hiding, or maybe you're making a mad scramble to find the components of an escape vehicle before being killed. The other side of this, of course, is whoever's playing as Jason. They'll be methodically clearing out rooms, destroying parts of the environment to find players, triggering abilities to hone in on sounds made by anyone else, or just warping around the map to catch someone off guard. It's the little things that really convince you that Illphonic are huge fans of the IP. The way you know Jason is nearby because some authentically spooky music will start to play. Or how you can summon Tommy Jarvis himself to help kill Jason outright. Sadly, larger game servers have been taken offline thanks to a clash with Friday the 13th creator Victor Miller. The crux being that Illphonic wanted to make new content for the game, which Miller had never agreed to. It leaves a fanbase doing peer-to-peer matchups and playing a surprisingly awesome Switch version, reveling in what could have been because there's still a lot to love.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.